What are you doing? Donald, are there's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what is up or down, black or white,
legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into...
I just see many, many untruths folding. Tell you what else I see. I see tone. You know the word tone? The tone is such hatred. I'm really not a bad person, by the way. No, but the tone is such... I do get good ratings, you have to admit that. The tone is such hatred.
Be Heil! Heil!
Donald.
Drunf.
Space not to love.
Donald.
Drunf.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil! Heil!
Donald.
Drunf.
Space.
Ben. Donald.
Drunf.
Says.
You know what uranium is, right? It's a thing called nuclear weapons and other things, like lots of things are done with uranium, including some bad things.
Donald
Drunf.
Donald
Drunf.
The fake news media failing New York Times, NBC News, ABC, CBS, CNN is not my enemy. It is the enemy of the American people.
Donald
Drunf.
Space. Are we not the Superman? Are you pure Superman?
Yappy,
Mr. Superman! Super-duper Superman!
Is this Nazi land so good? Would you leave it if you could?
Yeah, this Nazi land is good! We would leave it if we could!
We bring the world new order!
Donald
Trump!
World new order! Everyone a foreign race! We love
Donald
Trump!
Space when we bring to the world disorder! When
Donald
Trump
says...
But this is... something I wouldn't want to do, but I would say, Vladimir, don't do it. Let's go. Come on. We're going to have a good relationship. Don't do it.
Be Heil. Heil.
Donald.
Drunf.
Space not to love.
Donald.
Drunf.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil. Heil.
Donald. Drunf.
Space.
America is a disaster. Our girls are broke. Our dead are walking. The Pope's too young. It's a scandal. Hashtag shameless.
Be Heil. Heil.
Donald
Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace. So be Heil. Heil. Right in.
Donald Trump.
Space.
Hop over the fence.
Rotten to meet you. Grump's the name. Ronald Grump. And I'm a grouch builder. I make places for grouches to live.
Yeah, I've heard of you. Why, you're the grouch who built a swamp in a day when nobody else could do it.
That's me. Yeah. And I want to show you what I want to build for grouches right here. This here is a picture of a building made of trash cans. I call it Grump Tower.
Grump Tower? You mean a grouch would get to live in two cans instead of just one?
You got it. You get one can upstairs and one can downstairs. Oh. It's a duplex condominium. Hey. And there's room for three grouch families in this building.
Wow. All those grouches living in one spot. Where do you want to build this tower?
Right here.
No, wait a minute. We don't want that monstrosity on this spot.
What do you mean, we? This happens to be my spot, Skinny. Go ahead, Mr. Grump.
Well, since this is your spot and you live here, I thought we could make a trade for it. You know, I'll do something for you and you do something for me.
Okay.
Yeah, so your part of the deal would be to get your can out of here, and my part would be to put my building right here and let you live in it. Yeah. And I'll give you three bags of trash for it.
Wow.
Oscar, listen, I wouldn't do this if I were you.
Skinny, do you mind?
Look, if you ask me, it sounds like a rotten deal.
Oh, yeah, you really think so?
Yes.
Okay, I'll do it.
Grump!
Who's got more trash than anyone does?
Grump! 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 Who has the best rubbish and scuzz?
Grump!
Grump! Grump!
He's got so much trash it spills out of his can.
And that is why we are his biggest fans!
Oh, hello! He's coming! Here he comes!
Who's got more trash than any of yous?
Grump! Grump! Grump!
Who has the finest garbage and goo?
Grump, 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 grump.
That's right.
His trash is more trashy.
It's distinct the most.
No wonder the grump can help but boast.
Whose name equals trash to you and to me?
Who do you wish you all could be?
Grump.
I'm the trashiest.
Grump.
I'm the grouchiest.
And I have more trash than all of you, so nyeh.
English beer, the Swedish meatball. Beer, it's beer, the sauce, the meatball. Yibidoo, let's pour the beer. Skishkihoo, yimindoo, skishoo, the boof. It's a bean, si bouncy burger, he? And serve the burger, kung su. It's beer, it's sugar, who? It's beer. It's beer, who?
15 love.
Ding, bing, bing, bing. I love it. I love it.
I'm sitting there tweeting. Bing, bing, bing.
You press a button. Bing, bing.
They all hand you checks. Bing, 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 bing.
We had our beautiful Marine standing there. Bing, 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 bing.
You know, in the old days, bing, bong.
You know, with the map?
Bing, bing, bing.
Little mouth on him. Bing, bing, bing. Bing, 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 bing.
Bing, bing, bing. They're cleaning up.
Fix it up. Bing, bing, bing.
A 14-point plan. Bing, bing, bing.
Anthony Weiner. You know, the little bing, bing, bing.
Everyone's attacked me has gone bing.
Everyone else, bing.
Where have they gone? Bing.
Wow, what a tackle.
Bing.
Playing cards. Bing, bing, bing.
Those tunnels. Bing, boom. Right under the toilet. Bing, boom. Right up.
Bing. Like a rocket ship, except in the wrong direction.
I'd fly over, drop them right on top. You know, just bing.
They want me to use the pump. Because the other one, which I really like better than going bing, bing, bing.
It's like puppets.
States.
No puppets.
And it's pretty clear.
You're the puck.
Bing, bing. Bing, bing. Bong, bong. Bing, bing, bing.
The bing, bing, bang, bang, boom. I was imitating puppets, and I said, maybe I shouldn't do that anymore.
Bye, bing.
Bing. That's the end of that. You know, it's the only thing he can say.
Good morning. Making a Beckles brood met brood. It's good to hear the moving. See the moving? Or to hear the boom shooting. Cause here to hurt, it's here to hold. Here to hoop. It's here to go, it's here to hurt. It's here.
You look at what's happening in Germany. You look at what's happening last night in Sweden. Sweden.
But it's a lie.
Who would believe this? Sweden.
But it's a lie.
Sweden.
But it's a lie.
Who would believe this? Sweden.
But it's a lie.
Sweden.
But it's a lie.
Who would believe this? Sweden.
But it's a lie.
Sweden.
But it's a lie.
Who would believe this? Sweden.
But it's a lie.
Sweden.
But it's a lie.
Who would believe this?
Maybe someone who skips their intelligence briefings.
We start this hour with an urgent plea from Sweden to the U.S. government asking, what is your president talking about?
You are fake news.
His comment was in reference to a story that was broadcast on Fox News the night before.
My statement as to what's happening in Sweden was in reference to a story that was broadcast on Fox News concerning immigrants and Sweden. The segment Trump saw on Fox News linked an increase in Swedish crime to immigrants and refugees, when in fact, although they've taken in thousands of immigrants, Sweden's crime rate has fallen since 2005.
You are fake news.
So, yeah.
So Trump literally saw something on Fox News and confused it for reality. The Swedish police officers interviewed for that documentary said their answers were misleadingly edited, and they did not stand behind it.
You are fake news.
So, yeah.
Most disturbingly, he's getting his information from late night television instead of from his national security team intelligence briefing. I mean, this was factually wrong. There have been no terrorist incidents in Sweden since 2013 when Sweden opened up its borders to refugees, asylum seekers. And this is another country that we've now insulted.
You are fake news.
So, yeah.
Sweden is the third not-a-terrorist attack that has not shocked the world in the last month. First, there wasn't the Bowling Green Massacre. Then, no one was lost in Atlanta. And now it's not Sweden's turn. When will it begin? And just because this attack didn't happen, folks, doesn't mean we don't stand in solidarity with all the people who did not suffer. And we pay tribute to all of them.
You are fake news.
So, yeah.
This was front page news here on Monday. It's also been the subject of a significant amount of ridicule online and just people you talk to here making jokes. You know, what was Donald Trump referring to?
English for the head of moving. See the moving? Or the head of the boom shooting? It's here to hurt, it's here to hoop.
Of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're gonna hear about it. You.
It's such hatred. The panel is almost exclusive anti-Trump, and the hatred and venom coming from his mouth. The hatred coming from other people on your network. Now, I will say this. I watch it. I see it. I'm amazed by it. Because it shows how weak they are. It shows how pathetic they are.
You know, I tweeted today.
At real Donald Trump.
I tweet. And that's, you know, it's all.
Don't worry, I'll give it up after I'm president. We won't tweet anymore. I didn't.
Not presidential.
But let me tell you.
And I said.
Russia and the United States actually got together and got along. And don't forget, we're a very powerful nuclear country, and so are they. There's no upside. We're a very powerful nuclear country, and so are they. I've been briefed, and I can tell you one thing about a briefing that we're allowed to say, because anybody that ever read the most basic book can say it. Nuclear Holocaust would be like no other. They're a very powerful nuclear country, and so are we.
Tomorrow they will say, Donald Trump rants and raves at the press. I'm not ranting and raving. I'm just telling you, you're dishonest people. But, I'm not ranting and raving. I love this. I'm having a good time doing it. But tomorrow the headline's gonna be, Donald Trump rants and raves.
I'm not ranting and raving.
Go ahead.
Story after story after story is bad. I won. And the other thing, chaos. There's zero chaos. We are running. This is a fine-tuned machine.
The Doomsday Machine is designed to trigger itself automatically.
But surely you can disarm it somehow?
No. It is designed to explode if any attempt is ever made to untrigger it.
Automatic.
You know what uranium is, right? It's a thing called nuclear weapons and other things, like lots of things that are done with uranium. Doing some bad things. Nobody talks about that. I didn't do anything for Russia. I've done nothing for Russia. And I can tell you, speaking for myself, I own nothing in Russia. I have no loans in Russia. I don't have any deals in Russia. President Putin called me up very nicely to congratulate me on the win of the election. He then called me up extremely nicely to congratulate me on the inauguration, which was terrific. I love to negotiate things. I do it really well and all that stuff. But it's possible I won't be able to get along with Putin. Maybe it is. But I want to just tell you, the false reporting by the media, by you people, the false, horrible, fake reporting makes it much harder. Where are you from?
BBC.
Okay, here's another beauty.
It's a good line. Impartial, free and fair.
Yeah, sure.
Mr. President.
Just like CNN, right?
On the travel ban, we could banter back and forth. On the travel ban, would you accept that that was a good example of the smooth...
Yeah, I do. Let me tell you about the travel... Wait. I know who you are. Just wait. Let me tell you about the travel ban. We had a very smooth rollout of the travel ban, but we had a bad court.
Yes.
Madam, I am indeed the victim of those scandalous things said about me in the paper. But I tell you, in regard to my protest and in regard to what I have been able to proffer and will be free to continue to proffer, I would rather have terrible things said about what I pronounced than nothing at all upon the matter. It's not the element of it. That is something we have to understand, and understand that libel must be based upon fact. It cannot be based upon opinion. Nearly. So I allow the free press to continue freely in their attacks and accusations that are hurled against me. Let them do so, but let the people make up their mind. That, again, is a great faith and trust that I have in my fellow man to finally discern fact from fiction in that regard.
You see, he said he was going to ask a very simple, easy question. And it's not. It's not a simple question, not a fair question. Okay, sit down, I understand the rest of your question. So here's the story, folks. Number one, I am the least anti-Semitic person you've ever seen in your entire life. Number two, racism. The least racist person.
In fact, we did very well relative to other people running as a Republican.
Quiet! See, he lied about, he was gonna get up and ask a very straight, simple question. You know, welcome to the world of the media.
We have a president who is essentially incompetent. Truly, our president doesn't know what he's doing.
He doesn't have a clue, folks.
You can't go around just signing little notices that the president signs all the time, executive orders.
Executive order. Everything's executive order. Because he doesn't have enough time, because he's playing so much golf, he doesn't have enough time to convince Congress to do it. This guy plays more golf than people on the PGA Tour.
We have an incompetent president. We have a president that doesn't know what he's doing.
When I lie awake in my boudoir, me, or do you lie when I'm in a sad and lonely mood? Do I cry for you? Do you cry for me or do you cry when I need someone to
precious tears. Do you really love me now when you cry, when you cry, when you cry?
Someone I need, someone to talk to. You're not around.
You're not around.
You're not around. When I need, I never human touch. I work from. Cause you.
Going to let the fake news tell us what to do, how to live, or what to believe. We are free and independent people, and we will make our own choices. Fox News. Thomas Jefferson, Andrew Jackson, and Abraham Lincoln, and many of our greatest presidents fought with the media and called them out oftentimes on their lies.
Chris, we did some research. Thomas Jefferson called the press the only toxin of a nation. Lincoln said newspapers lie and then they re-lie. Are we putting too much into the fact that he's going after the press that's clearly going after him?
Well, yeah, I didn't know you were going to say this, but in fact, I have a historical reference here from Thomas Jefferson, who back in 1787,
of course you do.
I really didn't know you were going to say this, said this, and I think we need to keep this in context. He said, were it left to me to decide whether we should have a government without newspapers or newspapers without a government, I should not hesitate a moment to prefer the latter. Yes, presidents have always had, and politicians have always had problems with the press. They want good press. The press doesn't always give it to them. But what Jefferson there is, despite all of our disputes, that to the functioning of a free and fair democracy, you must have an independent press. And that is why so many people were really upset when Donald Trump said, look, we're big boys. We criticize presidents. They want to criticize us back. That's fine.
Yeah.
But when he said that the fake news media is not my enemy, it's the enemy of the American people, I believe that crosses an important line.
President of the United States keeps saying things that are demonstrably, unquestionably, opinion aside, 100% false. And when he won't answer a question as simple as, the Russians are interfering in our election, this is a demonstrable true thing, your people were on the phone with the Russians, did you talk about the interference at all, and we can't get a straight answer on that, that's bothersome, isn't it?
Well, I don't disagree with you at all, Shep, that it is.
Well, you can't disagree with any of those things, because all those things are demonstrably true.
Right, and I don't disagree with you. I think that it is the job of journalists and it is the job of the media to report the truth and to call out people in positions of power, including the most powerful person in the world, which is the president, when he says things that are untrue. And you are right that he does that. He does it regularly. And Fox, CNN, all other TV networks and news organizations like my own and others have the responsibility to be sure that that is reported and that it is corrected.
Treating Jim Acosta over there from CNN, an accomplished reporter, a guy I've never met, but a good reporter. I mean, treating him like he's, I'm not even going to use the word, I'm not going to give Twitter its the love it needs. It's crazy what we're watching every day.
Yeah.
It's absolutely crazy. He keeps repeating ridiculous throwaway lines that are not true at all and sort of avoiding this issue of Russia as if we're some kind of fools for asking the question. Really? Your opposition was hacked and the Russians were responsible for it and your people were on the phone with Russia on the same day it was happening and we're fools for asking the questions? No, sir. We are not fools for asking this question, and we demand to know the answer to this question. You owe this to the American people. Your supporters will support you either way. If your people were on the phone with her, what were they saying? We have a right to know. We absolutely do, and that you call us fake news and put us down like children for asking these questions on behalf of the American people is inconsequential. The people deserve that answer, at very least.
If you want to preserve democracy as we know it, you have to have a free and many times adversarial press. And without it, I'm afraid that we would lose so much of our individual liberties over time. That's how dictators get started.
Thanks to
Peter Serafinovich, Stephen Colbert, Oscar
the
Grouch, Ronald Grump,
Donald
Grump,
the
Swedish Chef.
Thanks to CNN,
Oliver Seth Myers,
Bill
Richardson, ABBA, Seinfeld, Strangelove, Thomas Jefferson.
And thanks to
Brent Chris
Wallace,
and
Shepard Smith
from Agnes,
and
McCain.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.